Morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
So, very glad to be here.
真是很高兴能够在这里。
And then we see we have elders.
我们看见我们这里有年长的弟兄姐妹。
We also have a middle-aged adults.
我们也有中年的弟兄姐妹。
And also we have a young adults.
我们也有年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Especially we also have a youth here too.
我们也很高兴今天我们的年轻人也和我们在一起。
So we really thank our Lord we can come together to worship Him.
我们真是感谢我们的主，我们今天来一起来敬拜他。
Probably many people knows from the starting from the New Testament.
大家很多弟兄姐妹大概知道，从新约开始的时候。
We have a first book we call the gospel books.
我们有第前面的福音书，刚开始的书信称为福音书。
So first one, in English name they call the gospel according to Matthew.
这个第一本福音书按照英文说是说马太福音，就是从马太记载的福音。
And the second book is the gospel according to Mark.
那第二本福音书是马可福音，就马可记载的福音。
And the third book is the Gospel according to Luke.
第三福音书是路加福音，是路加记载。
And the fourth book is the Gospel according to John.
第四本福音书是约翰记载的约翰福音。
So now, just ask yourself and also ask myself the question.
我现在要问问大家，也是问我自己一个问题。
So, what is the first thing that come to your mind when someone mentioned about the four gospel books?
第一，到你脑海中的第一印象，什么是第一？什么是这四本福音书所提出的共有的东西
？So, is the first thing. I mean, the first thing come to your mind when people mention about the four gospel books.
大家。看或者读了这个四本福音书之后，第一个印象，哪个事情是到你的脑海中的
？The second question is, what is the first thing come to your mind when people mention about the Gospel of Matthew？
第二个问题就是大家提马太福音的时候，在你的脑海中印出来的第一个印象是什么呢？他讲了什么事情呢
？So, no matter what, all the answers, your answers, is good answers.
不管大家有什么样的答案，很多好这些答案都是很好的。
Because we know all the four books talking about our Lord Jesus.
我们都知道四本福音书谈的都是我们的主耶稣基督。
And all your answers just reflecting the relationship between you and our Lord Jesus.
你所回答的这些问题就是反映了你和我们的主耶稣基督之间的关系。
Yeah, we can keep these two questions. I mean, in our heart, kind of ask ourselves.
我们先把这两个问题放在我们的心中，先问问自己。
And your answer could be like birth of Jesus, right?
你的答案有可能说是耶稣基督的诞生。
And also could be the miracles Jesus did.
或者是耶稣基督所行的各样的神迹。
Or very kind of we often mention about like five bread and two fishes.
我们常常有提到一个耶稣基督所行的神迹五饼二鱼的故事。
Or maybe some people really remember that the Last Supper.
或者很多弟兄姐妹就记得这个最后的晚餐的故事。
Also, of course, also especially Jesus died on the cross.
最要紧的就是最好的就是耶稣基督在十字架上受死的故事。
And Jesus lived again.
然后耶稣基督又复活的事情。
And also the Great Commission.
耶稣基督吩咐门徒们所行的大使命的故事。
So, and also you probably will notice, and with the time to time, and your answer probably will be changed too.
Yeah, 大家也可能会注意到，随着不同的时间，你在不同的时间对这个刚才的问题有可能不同的问题不同的答案。
So today, we are going to study the book, of Matthew.
我们今天要讲的就是马太福音。
So, you know, starting from chapter 4,
马太福音从第四章开始
and our Lord Jesus came to preach and calling for repent.
我们的主耶稣基督那个时候所记载的就是他来传道，然后也呼召人们悔改。
And in Matthew chapter 4:17, here it said, from that time on Jesus, began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
从马太福音四章十七节说，耶稣那个时候开始传福音，开始布道，然后说，悔改吧，因为天国近了。
And he called for everyone to repent.
他呼召每个人都悔改。
And also himself, he lived his life as example to pleasing God.
然后他自己在地上所生活的一个生活也是讨神的喜悦。
And if you remember, he was baptized by John the Baptist.
大家记得耶稣基督受施洗约翰的洗。
And also he allowing the to be temptation by the devil.
然后他也让自己他也受了魔鬼的试探。
Also he taught God's people and also fulfilled the law.
然后他也告诉属神的子民，你要是遵神的律法。
Also, he performed miracles.
然后他也行了很多的神迹。
If you also remember, especially he calmed down the storm.
大家记得这样的故事，他有耶稣基督平静了风浪。
And definitely, he also heals a lot of people, the sick people.
他也治愈了很多生病的人。
And I just pick up a few from the chapters before chapter 11.
我现在所讲的一些故事就是在马太福音十一章之前的一些故事。
So Jesus cleansed a leper, a man, a leprosy man.
耶稣在那里洁净了一个大麻风的人。
And also a centurion's servant.
他也治愈了百夫长的仆人。
And also Peter's wife's mom.
彼得的岳母也是得病之后他也治愈了。
And also two demon-possessed men.
两个还有另外治愈了这两个富贵的人。
And also another one is healed the paralytic.
他也治愈了那个风瘫的一个人。
And also definitely later on after chapter 11, Jesus fed 4,000 and 5,000 people.
然后在十一章以后，他又讲了记载了耶稣基督给那个四千人、五千人给他们食物吃。
Then we can also definitely ask ourselves.
我们也可以问我们自己。
So which part, all sentence in that the book of Matthew that caught your attention?
我们也可以问我们自己，在马太福音所记载的这些很多的故事中，哪一个最打动你
？And when you study the Bible, this book.Before, in the past, or recently?
不论是你以前所读的这个马太福音，或者你最近所读的马太福音。
So which part of that, caught your attention?
哪一个部分是最最的打动你的心的？
Then if we continue on, you will see Jesus called his disciples to follow him.
然后我们接着往下读，我们就看见耶稣呼召他的门徒来跟随他。
He called Simon, Peter, and Andrew.
他先呼召了西蒙彼得和安德烈。
And they are brothers. They are brothers.
他们两位是不是弟兄。
And also later on, and James and John, they are also brothers.
雅各和约翰，他们两位也是弟兄。
Yeah, when you read this story, Jesus called them.
当你们读这个故事，就是耶稣基督呼召那两个门徒的，然后他的门徒的时候。
Yeah, they all have a job to do, right?
那些他的门徒们那时候都有一份他们自己的工作的。
They are not like sitting on the street, playing or whatever, looking for a job.
他们不是那些在街上或闲着没有事情，在那里晃来晃去，或者在那里等找一份工作的人。
Then later on, also Matthew, right? Our Lord Jesus called Matthew.
然后等一下以后呢，我们的主耶稣基督又呼召了这个马太。
And when he called Matthew, that time Matthew also had his career.
他呼召马太的时候，马太那个时候他也自己有一个专职的工作。
He's a tax collector.
他是这个收税的税官。
So here it says, as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth.Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him.
九章九节是这样说的：耶稣从那走到那里，他看见一个人叫马太的坐在这个税关上，他说：“跟随我。”他马太就马上站起来，然后跟随了他。
So you see, especially notice that when Jesus called Matthew, he just said two simple words.
当耶稣这里记载的，这马太记载的时候，耶稣只说了两个，这两个字很简单，就是跟随我。
Follow me, yeah, follow me. And Jesus didn't give any explanation.
耶稣那个时候完全没有解释，为什么要跟随我。
So, many people come to him, when you read this book of Matthew.
当我们读这个马太福音的时候，我们看见很多人跟随了耶稣基督。
Many people come to him for what? For the healings, right? For healings and for the bread.
是啊，我们那个时候有很多人，就是成百上千的人跟随耶稣基督，大部分是为了他的耶稣能够治病救人的这个能力，或者是跟随耶稣，因为耶稣能够提供他们的饱足的食物。
But most of them they are missed the calling from our Lord Jesus.
但是大部分那些人都没有听到主的呼召。
That time Jesus said, "Repent."
主耶稣时候那时候说悔改吧。
And also, follow me.
然后就说跟随我。
So let's read the Bible.
好，我们现在要读圣经，大家打开圣经。
Yeah, you can take your Bible. Then we're going to read from the Matthew chapter 11.
我们要读的是马太福音十一章。
Yeah, we're going to read from chapter 11. We're starting from verse 12.
我们先读十二节。
And we also subdivided the several. I mean, this one to. We are going to read from 12 to 30.
我们要总共要读十二节到三十节。
So we're going to divide it several sub divisions.
我们要先读的话，也不是一下子读完，而是一段一段的读。我们先读。
So we are going to read from 12 to 15 first.
我们先读十一章的十二节到十五节。
And we are using English first, then we Chinese read them too.
我们先读英文，然后才读中文。
Yeah, please we read slowly.
我们要读慢一点。
Okay, from 12. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent men take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah, who was to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
好，我们现在读中文，十二节。从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进，如果你们愿意接受，有耳的就应当听。我，好，十五节就可以了。
Yeah, okay, thank you.And Jesus here concluded the Old Testament time.
耶稣在这里就总结了这个旧约时代。
And also declared the New Testament time.
然后在这里也宣告了新约的开始，新约时代的开始。
With the John the Baptist, and also mentioned about Elijah.
他这里所说的就是施洗约翰，也提到了这个以利亚。
All right, then we continue to read from 16 to 19. We still English, we started first.
16节到19节先读英文。
But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like a children sitting in the marketplaces who call out to the other children and say, We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.For John came neither eating nor drinking. And they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking. And they say, behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.
好，我们从十六节读十八节是中文。我们可用什么比这时代呢？好像同坐在街市上招呼同伴，说：“ 我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举案，你们不捶胸。约翰来了，也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的；人子来了，也吃也喝，人又说他是贪好酒的人，是税吏和罪吏的朋友。但智慧之子重以智慧为事。
So what do you read here? What did Jesus using the comparison for the children on the street?
我们这里读的就是耶稣基督用了这个比喻，就是就像比较，就像孩童在坐在街市上。
So it's a very few people responded to Jesus' calling to repent and to follow me.
那么多跟随那时候跟着成百上千跟着耶稣的人，很少能够做到就是耶稣说的能够悔改，能够跟随我。
So we might ask ourselves, what could be a reason that people did not respond?
为什么我们要问自己一个问题，为什么那些街上跟随耶稣的人没有做到耶稣所要他们做的呢？
Instead of to find a solution, probably we better to ask ourselves.
如果我们要想找一个答案的话，我们想最好的话，我们问一下自己这个问题。
So have we heard the call from our Lord Jesus?
我们这些人有没有答应主耶稣基督给我们的呼召呢？
Especially he called for repent.
特别他呼召我们悔改。
And called for follow me.
然后在他呼召我们要跟随他。
So not trying to find, I mean, why those are reason those people will not believe, believe him, or not follow him.
我们不要去找那些原因，为什么那些跟随耶稣的人只有很少跟随耶稣，做了耶稣呼召他们的事情。
So I also kind of look at myself in the past and from the baptized till now.
我也看我自己，从我以前从受洗开始到我今天为止。
I'm trying to see, I mean,Do I really hear his calling for repent?
我也审查我自己，我是不是答应了主耶稣基督让我悔改？我要悔改。
I think most of the time what I did is really pray to God.
我想我大部分时间就是我向神祷告。
And for power to solve my problem.
我祷告的呢，就是神求神的大能，用他的大能来解决我自己的问题难处。
And also, yeah, we have also.Come to church prayer too, and a church prayer meeting too, to pray for brothers, sisters, and to solve their problem too.
我也到教会来参加教会的祷告会，求神能够用他的大能，能够解决我们这些弟兄姐妹的问题。
So we know we have definitely encountered many difficulties in our daily life.
我们知道我们在我们的一生中，我们的日常生活中有很多很多的难处和问题。
So we know where to ask, right? Ask our Lord to give us the power to solve the problem.
我们就知道我们向谁求？我们求神，请求神的大能能够解决我们的问题。
We also ask His blessings to us, right?
我们也求神给我们的祝福。
We ask His blessing for what?
我们求神祝福是为什么呢？
To make us fitting very well into this world, right?
我们求神的祝福就是求神让我们在这个世上能够有好处。
So kind of fitting, not just fitting, and probably not have an average life. Probably you want a bit much better than average life.
我刚才所说的用了这个适合这个字，适合这个字呢，就是说我在这个世上呢过的日子呢，不但是中等，差不多像中等的样子，我要过是比中等还要好一点的日子，让我这个。
So basically, ask the Lord to blessing the way we are our own ways, right?
我们在这里求神祝福，求神祝福呢，就是我们的祝福，让我们能够按照我们自己的路。求神来祝福我们自己的路。
So for me, I definitely totally forgot what Jesus called to repent and to follow him.
我自己也是这样想，我完全忘记了，主给我的呼召就是要我悔改，然后要我跟随他。
All right, let's continue to read the Bible.
让我们接着读这个下面的圣经。
So we're going to read from 20 to 24.
我们现在要读20到24节。
Still, we English start first.
我们先读英文。
Then he began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles were done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles have occurred in Tyre and Sidon, who occurred in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Nevertheless, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will not be exalted to heaven, will you? You will descend to Hades. For if the miracles have occurred in Sodom, which occurred in you, it would have remained to this day. Nevertheless, I say to you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of the judgment than for you.
从二十节读到
二十四，
二十四。好，我们现在开始读。耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们说：“哥拉逊啊，你有祸了；伯赛大啊，你有祸了，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们早就被拿门徽悔改了。但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，耶罗西顿所受的比你们还容易受呢。加百农啊，你已升到天上，那是真，因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以存到今日。告诉你们，当审判的时候，索多玛所受的比你还容易受呢。
So Jesus here called the repent again and again.
主耶稣基督在这里呼召，叫别人悔改，一次又一次的叫别人悔改。
He gives the warning, right?
他给他们警告。
Can you feel the heart of our Lord Jesus?
你在这里能不能感觉到我们主的心愿呢？
Yeah, he has the gentle and also merciful heart.
他是这样的温柔，他是这样的怜悯。
Calling that generation to repent.
他在那里呼召那个时代的人，叫他们悔改。
And so just like as truly stated in the John, the book of John.
就像这个约翰福音所说的。
The grace and the truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
看一看。
就是恩典和真理就从。
恩典和真理从耶稣基督显现出来。
So this is a true statement.
这个是真的是一个
宣告，
真的一个宣告。
Yeah. Okay, let's also continue to read the Bible. We're going to from 25 to 27.
我们要从二十五节读到二十七节。
We still English. We start first.
我们先从英文先开始。
At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father.Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son will be revealed to him.
好，我们先读二十五节到二十七节。那时，耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显示出来。是吧？是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”一切所有的都是我父交给我的，除了父没有人知道子，除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
Here our Lord Jesus praised God even though those people didn't hear his call.
在这里我们的耶稣在这里赞美主，即使那些人没有听他的呼召。
Those people so prideful to respond his call for repent.
那些人，当地的人是那样的骄傲，以至于不能听主的话，能够悔改。
But our Lord Jesus still prays to the God.
即使如此，我们的主耶稣基督也是在这里赞美主。
Yeah, if you pay attention to what Jesus used, infants here.
我们大家注意一下，主在这里说这个婴孩。
He used the infants to compare against those wise and also intelligent.
他用婴孩来和那些聪明通达的人做比较。
Then let me think about another place our Lord Jesus used little children.
我想起我们读的另一处地方，就是主用小孩子。
So it could help us to really understand what Jesus are talking about here.
我们这两个比较能够让我们真的明白主在这里说的是什么。
And also understand what Jesus talk about in the other place, talking about change to little children and enter to the kingdom of God.
我们也想起另一处地方所记载的，让我们变成小孩子能够进天国。
So that is recorded in the 18, Matthew 18:3.
我刚才说的是在马太福音十八章三节是这样记载的。
So, and he said, Jesus said, Truly I tell you, unless you change and become little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
十八章三节说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的模式，断不能进天国。
Especially our Lord Jesus used here little children, right? Little children and the relationship with the kingdom of heaven.
我们主在这里用了一个小孩子和这个小孩子和天国的关系。
Yeah, this is just my thinking as to why Jesus using the little children or infants here.
我自己在这里想，为什么耶稣用了这个小孩子，也用了婴孩这个两个比喻。
Using those infants and the little children to describe what kind of people in the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣在这里用婴孩和小孩子，是为了描述在天国里的人是什么样子的人。
Yeah, because right now on the earth there is no other things or any mankind Jesus can use to describe the people.In the kingdom of heaven.
在这个地上，主耶稣基督实在找不出其他更好的例子，来形容在天国里的人是什么样式。他只有用这些小孩子和婴孩的样式来形容天国里的人。
And also, here's another example Jesus used in the Matthew comparison with the little children.
这里也有另外一个例子，主耶稣在马太福音中也用了小孩子的比喻。
That is recorded in the 19:13.
这里记载的是马太福音十九章十三节。
So that time, then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them, but the disciples rebuked them.
那时候有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。
And also, then 14, Jesus said, Let little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.
十四节是这样记载，耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。
And continued, when he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there.
耶稣给他们按手，就离开那地方去了。
And also in the Mark also recorded the same thing.
在马可福音也是记载了同样的故事。
Here they describe the Jesus that time, disciples not let those children getting close to him. Jesus used, he was indignant.
Yeah, 主耶稣基督是那时候说是那些门徒不让那些小孩子接近耶稣基督但是耶稣用了这个字就是那愤怒的意思。
Yeah, just basically is the angry, right? Angry and also displeased.
Yeah, 这个字就 indignant 这个英文字就是生气然后不高兴的意思。
And then also recorded the same thing recorded in Luke.
在路加福音。
That's the chapter 18, they recorded.
Yeah, 在十八节十八章也是这样记载。
But that time, the Luke used their babies instead of little children, their babies.
Yeah, 路加福音这里记载就是他们的孩童，不是用的小孩子这个意思。
So here we have infants, we have babies, and also have little children.
我们这里用了这有三个字啊，一个是婴孩，一个是小孩子，还有一个是，还是一个婴孩。
Yeah, so that's why our Lord Jesus, I mean, using them to compare to tell us what is the people in the kingdom of heaven will be look like.
Yeah, 主在这里。给我们描述了在天国里的人是什么样子的人。
So, yeah, that's my suggestions.
那个是我的建议。
So, if you could, you find the time and spend the time with the little children.
如果你有时间和那些小孩子在一起玩的话。
And will probably help you to understand the Jesus, what Jesus is talking about.
你大概能够理解耶稣基督所说的是什么意思。
And yeah, for me, and recently, I know many people know I have a granddaughter now, right?
大家知道我是有个孙女。
So he, she still not 1 year old yet.
那个孩子还没有到一岁。
And when he was born and from till now, I have many opportunities and times spent with her.
我这个孙女从出生到现在好几个月，我有很多的时间和她在一起。
Yeah, every time with her, I just our Lord Jesus.The words, example, kind of come to me right away.
Yeah, 他每次和我和我的孩子这个孙女在一起的时候，主耶稣基督所说的婴孩的这个话语就到了我的脑海中。
Yeah, those little ones are in the kingdom of heaven.
那个这个小孩子就是在天国里。
So I trying to observe too, you know, trying to match with what Jesus said and.When I have the time with my granddaughter.
Yeah, 我那时候就常常体会主耶稣基督所说的这个婴孩和我的这个小孙女是有什么相似之处呢？
Yeah, her parents give her the name Cassian.
我的这个孙女她的名字叫 Cassian.
And also their parents ask grandpa, grandma to give the Chinese name.
那个她的父母呢也让我们这个做祖父母的呢给他们给这个孙女呢起个中文名字。
So the Chinese name, the meaning is the new heaven.
我们给他起了个名字，中文名字叫新天。
So when I with her,
是叫新天。
Yeah, I feel like she is so tender. You know,
我们真是感觉这个孩子真的是那样的温柔。
And cute.
真的很好玩。
And gentle too.
真的是很可爱。
And
也是很温柔。
So lovable.
真是我们很爱他，真是很可爱。
And for her, it seems she don't need to worry anything about what to eat or what to wear.
她。这个孙女呢，首先呢，最不一样的呢，就是她不用担心她要吃什么、喝什么。
Yeah, when she sleep, just sleep very sound.
Yeah, 睡觉的时候呢，就是沉睡。
Also, she want to be held, right?
然后这个孩子呢，也很喜欢被人抱着。
And also, her smile or cry is real.
她在那里笑或者她在那里哭，都是真的，完没有假的。
So that's why I think why Jesus that time taught his disciples.He hold the little children, right?
Yeah. 为什么主耶稣基督那时候叫他的门徒们就是扶着那些小孩子呢
？So anyway, yeah. When you have a chance with little children, and then yeah, think about the words Jesus taught us.
大家如果有小孩子的话，就是花一些时间和小孩子在一起，你就能想起主耶稣基督教的我们是些什么，那个是情景是怎样。
Then also, I have a.Really a privilege to serve in Awana too.
我也很高兴主给我一个很好的机会，让我在这个教会的 Awana 这个节目这个里面能够服侍。
So really also to see those kids is really gentle, tender too.
我们看见这些孩子真的是可爱，这些孩子真的是那样的温柔。
And they don't know the English words. They come to me to ask me.
那有些孩子不太懂英文字，他也来问我这个英文是什么。
So they never kind of criticize my accent or whatever.
那些小孩子也常常批评我的这个口音。
No, not 批评。Yeah, so I kind of with them is feel like so comfortable.
我真的是觉得和他们在一起觉得很舒服。
And sure, I mean, so I also encourage all of you have a chance to starting with the little one first.
我也鼓励大家和小孩子在一起。
Then gradually, the age can be increased a little bit more, right?
我说就是和这些年纪幼小的孩子在一起，然后逐渐的话，你再慢慢和孩子呢，和大年纪大的孩子在一起。
So a little more even for the youth than for high schoolers, even for the adults.
或者你就慢慢的接触的人就年纪越来越大，和那些年轻人在一起，或者最后和成年人在一起。
So we can truly to see their characters.The character of the people that in the kingdom of the heaven.
然后你真的是能看见在天国中人的性格是怎样的。
And of course, this is will really change with your own, like walking with our Lord Jesus.
这个也是要你自己和主同行的过程中能够体会。
Then we continue to read our book of Matthew with chapter 11.
我们看马太福音啊，这个十一章，我们接着往下读。
And from chapter 11, this time we're going to read 28 to 30.
我们要读28节到30节。
We also English start first.
我们先读英文。
Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
好，我们现在读二十八节。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们就心里就必得安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Yeah, when you read, With them, do you notice Jesus called us here become to be first, right?
这个主耶稣基督在这里先提醒的就是先要成为。
Yeah, so 他的耶稣our Lord Jesus said, and come to me because I'm a learn from me.
因为主耶稣说到我这里来，因为从我身上学样式，学这个父的轭。
I'm gentle and humble in heart.
我是心里柔和谦卑。
So he tells us what kind of person he is.
他告诉我们他是怎样的一个人，他的性格是怎样。
So that's why Jesus called us come to him to learn from him what to be like.
Yeah. 所以主耶稣基督呼召我们到他面前来学他的样式，然后成为什么样的样式。
He did not call us for to doing something first, right?
他没有呼召我们先做什么样的事情，而是让我们先成为什么样的人。
So let's really pay attention to that what Jesus called us to come to me to follow me.
哎呀，我们要好注意一下，耶稣基督这里所说的是要。到他那里去，然后成为他的样子。
So our Lord Jesus that time revealed himself to his followers in that generation.
主耶稣基督在那个时候把他自己向他的朝那个在那个时代的人向他们显现，他是怎样的人
？That the character gentle and humble in heart, that kind of man will really please God.
他说心里柔和谦卑是神的样式，这样的人也会讨神的喜悦。
And our Lord Jesus actually invites all of the people to learn from him.
我们的主耶稣基督也邀请所有的人向他学他的样式。
And truly know who he is.
然后真的只有这样才能知道他是怎样的。
Not just focus on what he does.
不是只是把他的眼目注重在主耶稣做了些什么事情
True, Jesus did a lot of miracles, right?
是啊，神主耶稣基督做了很多的神迹，行得很。
But he really invites his people come to him to know who he is.
但是他真的是邀请那些人和他在一起，能够懂得他是怎样的人。
And to have his life.
然后变有他的样式，有他的生命。
And to become like him.
然后像他的样式。
So I think here give me another thought. We know the Antichrist will come later, right?
我们也给大家提醒一下，这个敌基督以后也会要来。
So even they talk about the Antichrist, they will perform miracles too.
我们也知道，这个敌基督也会行很多的神迹奇事。
If we truly know our Lord Jesus,
我们真的懂得，我们明白我们主耶稣基督是怎样的。
He is gentle and humble in heart.
他是心里柔和谦卑。
We can really distinguish who is the real Christ and who is the Antichrist.
这样我们就能够区别谁是真的耶稣、真的基督，谁是敌基督。
And we from what he is and not what he's doing.
我们看到的是他是怎样的一个人，而不是看他做了怎样的事。
So because our Lord taught us, I'm starting from the heart.
主在耶稣在那里教导我们，一切由心发出。
So everything starts from the heart, right?
一切都是由心发出。
Everything is from our inner being, from the inside.
我所有的事都是从我们内心里面其实开始的。
So just as the Proverbs 4:23 said here.
我们这里要看一下，这个是箴言四章二十三节。
Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
你们要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效由心发出。
So like people us, I mean, including myself.
就像我们这些人，包括我自己。
Yeah, we defined ourselves or themselves by what people do, right?
我们这里定义一个人，往往是看他做了什么事来定义。
So where do you work?
你做什么样的工作？
So what do you do? I mean, at your work, right?
你在工作中做些什么事情？
And what kind of a position you have?
你有什么样的职位吗？
And also maybe what school you went.
你去了什么样的好的学校吗？
And maybe what kind of degree you have?
你有什么样的文凭吗？
So that's why we are gradually kind of forced towards direction that we need to find a very good careers for ourselves, right?
是啊，我们这样的话，有这样的概念的话，就会让我们朝这个方向走，就让我们有一个想要有一个很好的职业。
So, what kind of careers?We should be in becomes our goal of our life.
我们要做什么样的工作变成了我们一生的目的。
So have we seen what Jesus called us to be and what we are, our way is kind of leading to or towards what kind of direction?
是啊，我们看见主耶稣基督呼召我们是做什么的呢？还是我们看见我们自己要走我们自己的路？
So actually, there's nothing wrong. I mean, if we want to have a very good careers, right, on earth.
事实上，如果你想要在事业上有一些成就，是没有什么错的。
But if we have the right person, a right heart, then will that really make the difference?
如果你有一个正确的心，有一个谦卑柔和的心，那个才和我们和世界有所不一样。
So we came from a very beginning from my Bible, from Cain and Abel to know the lessons.
我们从圣经的开始，创世纪里面就记载亚伯和该隐的事情，我们能够学一个故事，学一个教训。
So we know, I mean, only when you are right in your heart.
我们知道只有你的心里对了，心里正确。
So will that what you do will please God?
而不是你做了什么事，只有你心里对了才能够讨神的喜悦。
So that's very important when Jesus is calling everyone.To learn from him.
这个是很重要的。当主耶稣在这里呼召所有人都学他的样式。
He's gentle and humble in heart.
Yeah, 他心里柔和谦卑。
So, let us just respond. Let us really truly respond our Lord Jesus' calling.
真的是让我们能够在这里答应主耶稣基督的呼召。
He calling us to be first, not to do things first.
他呼召我们是先成什么样的人，而不是先做什么样的事。
And right now, if we really compare the generation right now we have with the generation that time before Christ Jesus come.
Yeah. 我们在这里比较一下，我们现在这个时代的人和那个时代的人是什么样的区别
？Yeah, because Jesus when Jesus taught that he's that generation talking about compare.With the, that time, with the time before, right? With the time.
因为耶稣在那个时候在世上的时候是比较那个时代的人和那个时代以前时代的人。
So, and because right now we were born all after our Lord Jesus died and resurrection again.
我们这些人都是在主 主耶稣上了十字架和受死复活以后出生的世代的人。
And also we not just have an Old Testament, and also we have a New Testament for us.
我们所接受的不但有这个新约的教导啊，旧约的教导，还有新约的教导。
So we mentioned about the four gospel books.
我们在这里刚才所说的这个四本福音书。
And also the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
我们也看见圣灵指导的这个使徒行传。
And also the letters from all his apostles and the disciples.
我们也看了很多那些主的门徒所写的这些书信。
And also very, very important is our Lord Jesus really surrounding us with all the witness.
我们的最重要的就是我们有那么多的见证人在那里环绕我们。
Just like a cloud around us.
真的就像那些云彩一样环绕着我们。
And also our church, right now we have so many churches right now around the world.
我们在这个世上也有很多，世界上有很多很多的教会。
And also for us here, we have so many brothers and sisters, we all walking together.
我们在这里也有很多的弟兄姐妹在一同走这条天路。
And help each other and encourage each other.
相互帮助，能够相互鼓励，相。
So that's why this is all what we compare with the people kind of generation before us, before our Lord Christ died for them.
Yeah, 这些就是我们这现在的人和以前的人就比较。
So we really appreciate what Jesus bring to us, His grace.
我们真的是很感谢主耶稣基督带给我们的这些他的恩典。
So.The question is, are we ready? Are we ready, willing to take his call?
我们在这里有一个问题，就是我们已经准备好了吗？能够接受主耶稣基督的呼召吗？
And take his word and take his invitation really seriously.
然后接受他的邀请，然后完全接受他的给我们的话语。
So focusing on what we are going to be first.
我们在这里要注意的就是我们要成为什么样的人。
Then, what we are going to do?
然后才是说我们要去做什么样的事情。
So the first question, first two questions, I ask you to ask yourself, and also including myself.
刚这个正道之前，我问大家的两个问题，就是问大家的，也是问我自己的两个问题。
I don't know if you already have the answer or not.
我不知道大家有没有这个答案了没有。
But my answer is the one our Lord Jesus get baptized.
我的答案就是主耶稣基督受洗。
Especially he get baptized by the John the Baptist.
特别是他受施洗约翰的洗。
Yeah, if you recall in the chapter 3,
大家记得第三节是这样写的。
When Jesus come to the John going to be baptized,
当耶稣到施洗约翰那里要接受他的洗的时候。
So do you know John will let him to do it or not?
大家知道施洗约翰让不让他洗呢？
Yeah, the John at first said no, suppose I should get your baptized, right?
施洗约翰不是说是
get myself baptized by you，
说不是你该受我的洗，而是我该受你的洗。
But do you know what Jesus said？
耶稣基督说了什么话呢
？Here, permitted at this time, for in this way, it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness。
暂且许我，因为这是让我这样，我们理当应这样行，是为了行尽诸般的义。
Of course, I memorized that recorded always in Chinese, but just this time I have to use it in English, right?
我以前是讲中文的，所以我都是记得是中文怎样讲的，这次用了英文来记了一下。
And so this is why also really that time I want to get baptized too.
这也是我那个时候为什么要受洗。
And because he's to fulfill all the righteousness.
因为这是为了行尽诸般的义。
Then, with the time goes on,
但随着时间逐渐的往前走
the word we just studied here today,
我们刚今天所学的话，神的话语
So take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find the rest for your soul.
这就是主耶稣说的话，背起我的轭，然后到我面前来，因为我是谦卑柔和， 我会叫你们得安息。
So that, yeah, just I said, it's just reflecting your relationship with our Lord Jesus.
这个我刚才说的就是反映了，你在记得回答这两个问题，就反映了我们和耶稣基督的关系。
So I became to truly repent too.
然后我们真的能够悔改。
And repent for I forgot Jesus called us to him.
然后我们悔改也能记得主耶稣基督的给我们的呼召。
All right, so yeah, we really thank the Lord give us such a grace that he calling us to follow him.
真的是我们很感谢主，他给我们这样的恩典，能够呼召我们，让我们跟随他。
So I would like to using Paul's his prayer for today's prayer too, for our closing prayer too.
我们今天要用这个保罗今天的祷告，为了我们成为我们今天的祷告。
That also is written Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18.
以弗所书一章十八节。
Yeah, here Paul, Paul said, here is Paul's prayer.
保罗是这样祷告的。
I pray that the eyes of your heart and may be enlightened.
我祷告愿你们的眼目能够打开。
So that you will know what is the hope of his calling.
所以这个我们能够看见 神的呼召，他的希望是什么？
So may all of us, our eyes will be, and heart will be enlightened.
愿我们的心都能够被打开。我们
And we take our Lord's words very seriously.
我们能够真的是切切记得神所给我们的话语。
And also His invitation really seriously.
然后我们也好好的记得神给我们的呼召是很严肃的一个事情。
So that then we will know what is the hope in his calling.
然后我们才能知道, 神给我们的呼召里面是有怎样的期望。
Right. And let's sing a hymn, sing a song to respond to our Lord Jesus' great love.
我们现在要唱一首诗歌来能够反馈神给我们的呼召。 神给我们的爱。
Well, this is a white. Why the new new song book?
我们要看
Psalm 11.
十一首这个新诗歌本的十一首是白色的。
Yeah, could you write please, and we sing the song, the response song together.
让我们一起起立，我们一起来唱这个回应诗歌。
Thank you.